When keynote speaking at a well-publicized conference in one of the southern states, I remember one experience very well. First of all, I had felt truly humbled and thankful for the encouraging words of others expressing how God had been at work. I was in the spotlight, in the world's eyes, yet I sincerely wanted to give all glory to God and to share His light instead of drawing attention to myself. That was my heart's cry. Then this happened. Behind the scenes, I was visiting with attendees and praying with people, different things like that, and suddenly I was bitten by a disturbed woman. This was very traumatic, but the Lord helped me emerge mostly unharmed. Miraculously, the bite did not break through the skin. As people learned what had happened, I had another opportunity to give God glory and share His light. He gave me grace, first of all, to handle a very bad situation, and He spared me greatly. Many of you know well what it is like to experience a mountaintop scenario, and it looks so good to others, yet suddenly you are attacked by someone quite unexpectedly, or something's going on behind the scenes that no one has any idea about yet. So if you're facing something like that right now, and you feel discouraged, let me encourage you, and please don't dismiss this encouragement. God knows. God cares. God delivers. God redeems. In spite of whatever attack you may face, God will never leave you helpless. And He will make things right in the end. Yes, God's word remains the final word. And I am truly thankful beyond words for the word. His word says in 1 Peter 5:10, "In His kindness, God called you to share in His eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So, after you have suffered a little while, He will restore, support, and strengthen you, and He will place you on a firm foundation." Whether in the spotlight sharing the sun's light or experiencing a valley of shadows, let's all remember this. For there to be a shadow, His light must still be shining. There will be an opportunity for you and for me to give Him glory and share His light, either on the mountaintop or in the valley. And so today, look at Jesus. Pour your heart out to Him. And when you run to Him, He will not run away. He will listen and comfort you like no other. And you will emerge a winner in Him. That's the truth, my fellow believers. Everyone who knows Jesus personally as Savior and Lord is a winner. Yes, God sees the full motion picture of your life, and it's not over. He sees things we can't yet, and He produces the ultimate, best, beyond our wildest dreams, fulfillment of His promises for all who know Him. Quote, "The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." See 1 Samuel 16:7. In closing, let's all declare Ephesians 3:20. "Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are You. We thank You that You are God and that we are not. And we choose to trust You. We ask that You would help us to share You and that people would see You and not us. Help us to share Your light in the valleys and on the mountaintops and give You glory in every situation. We pray for Your protection and deliverance from evil, for Your hand to rest upon us, that You would expand our territory, that we would share You with many people, and that there would be no pain, there would just be healing in You. And we pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals for Your best for each one, Lord. We just cast our cares upon You now. Pray for the grieving. Pray for those who are sick. And we also pray with those who have yet to receive You. We pray right now, Lord, come into our hearts. We repent of our sin. We rely on You and what You did on the cross for us. We believe that You, Jesus, are God's Son, that You died in our place, that You rose again, conquering sin and death. And we receive You and Your forgiveness. Wow. Thank You, thank You, thank You for saving us. We just turn to You now. Please rule our lives. We submit to You as Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Remember to run to Jesus first before you run to any other source. Pour your heart out to Him. And again, remember, when you run to Jesus, He will not run away from you. God bless you, my friends, and feel free to send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org.